September.
It's getting very frustrating. I've been with the company for over 2 years, 3 years nearly, and watched the decline from 14 cents when Harry Rosen took over to drop 50% or more until you took over, which then has now dropped another 66%. You know, it's very frustrating.
I think certainly we're working as hard as we can to bring as much value to the company as possible. The plan for the oxycodone was that the trial formally started in January, and it has a considerable screening time. We got our first patients into that in March, April, and certainly it takes time to recruit these patients, treat them, and then at the end of their treatment period to analyze those results. And that, as I said, from my point of view, certainly I've been consistent on saying that we believe that the results will be this quarter, will be in this year, and we're trying as hard as we can to accelerate that.
That's just, and the animal thing, I thought this was already ongoing. We already had the patch developed, and we were trying to expand our feed as far as the horses were concerned.
Yes. I'm not sure how to connect the two. From my point of view, certainly the horse trial gave us proof of concept in that, and then enabled us to have the confidence to move into humans.
Yep. We had a vitamin E sort of thing for horses, and I'm just wondering where it went. It was trialed, and they said it was successful, and they were going to use it on the equine market, but I haven't heard anything in any of your reports as to where it's going.
Certainly, the interest and I think the highest value return for this product is in the human space, and that's really been our point of interest. The work that was done in the horses was a relatively small trial. It was to provide us with evidence of the efficacy of this patch, and it did that. But really, the focus for us is in the human area now for this product. And certainly, I'm hoping that we will get a positive result. And I think we've had evidence from both customers and large companies in the pain space that an effective oxycodone patch has great economic value. Thank you. I think we probably should move and allow someone else to ask a question.
The next question we have is from Hafiz Barna, a shareholder in the UK. Go ahead, thanks.
Good morning, Ross. My question is around, I have a couple of questions. One is around your ramping up of operations, so increasing the capacity of your production. What is driving this rationale? So you say that there is demand for both TPM and Vital ET. My understanding was that we have a facility, but it's not actually pushing the volumes that we require. What has changed that, and could you share some numbers behind what is driving the rationale behind ramping up of the operations?
Actually, that's an excellent question. I'm pleased you raised it. From our point of view, certainly, I'll step back a little bit and say that the comment I made around the increased business focus, the new structure that we have, and the impact that the board and other things are having is that we've improved our relationship with some of the customers for our product. And that relationship has been investigating different ways that they can both use the product that we produce and also the potential to expand into different areas and markets for those. The capacity that we have here at the moment, we're reaching, or we have reached the capacity of that facility. And obviously, if we want to take advantage of these increased opportunities, then we have to be able to manufacture appropriate amounts. And it's always a chicken and an egg with these things, but we believe that we've done it in the right order to increase interest and then look at our ability to produce more compound, and then from there to be able to supply those to new partners. On top of this, the Brimacombe IAH deal is a good example of where we're starting to expand with new customers, and we need to be able to supply that to them.
Thanks. So is there any further information in terms of numbers and projections that you can share? Because as a long-term, a very long-term shareholder, one of the things that I think has been consistently lacking is, you know, there are high-level objectives and aspirations that are always being put out, but there aren't any concrete numbers that are actually put out around what you're expecting a particular investment.